Before we get into the show, I want to thank the Just Two Fans podcast for sponsoring this episode. Just Two Fans is a rare podcast featuring two white guys talking about sports. They're a conversational sports show, not a news show, which means they're very opinionated and like to argue with their listeners if they disagree. But most importantly, they started a sports podcast when sports were canceled due to a pandemic. But in all seriousness, you can listen to Just Two Fans on wherever you listen to podcasts. Now let's get to the show.
Welcome to the Anime and Chill podcast.
Hello and welcome to Anime and Chill. And today we're going to be talking about Japan Sinks 2020. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about some shows that me and Blue each gave each other to watch. And the one that I was given to watch is The Devil is a Part-Timer. Honestly, I liked it. It's a fun show to watch. It's not that deep or anything. Mm-hmm. It kind of turns into a little bit slice of lifey, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's a fun watch for sure, I'd say.
Watching Satan work at McDonald's is just peak content.
You need to watch that in your life. You need to watch just Satan working at McDonald's or whatever they call it in the show. Do you remember like the opening and ending music of the show? What did you think about that?
I went back and watched it today, like an episode or two. Mm-hmm. The opening of it's decent. I like the song and some of the visuals were good, but you know, it's not like over like the top.
Yeah, I'd say it was pretty good. It didn't really like wow me or anything. It was a decent opening. It's what you would expect. Nothing terrible, though. Kind of the same for the ending. The ending was nice, but
yeah,
you know, they just are what they are. Moving on to the characters. Like, what did you think of them?
I think when I was back when I was watching it, my favorite character was Lucifer.
Yeah.
Like, I relate to the, the Hobbit life.
They kind of screwed him over, like, a lot of the time. I was like, come on, bro.
He's just trying to be emo.
Yeah. One of my favorite characters from the show had to be, what's his name? He's like Satan's right-hand man.
Oh, Alciel?
Yes. I love that dude. He's just...
Dude, he was great. He was funny.
He was so funny, and he was just like always down for Satan, even though he shouldn't be. And of course, Satan too. Funny. Again, it's a funny show. I really recommend it if you're looking for something not too heavy, but also can have some awesome action. And moving on to the, like action, like what did you think about like the animation and like the soundtrack for the show?
I don't remember much of the soundtrack for it, but I do like the animation, like in the few fight scenes that there were.
Same, because I was actually kind of surprised, especially in the beginning of the show. Like there's that opening action scene that the show starts off with was actually really good. And the one at the end as well was pretty good. And I was like surprised because, I mean, in the middle of the show, it kind of gets a little bit slice of lifey, but then it picks back up to where that big climax is. And the fight scenes are done pretty well for a show you kind of wouldn't expect it to. It's just a goofy show, you know, but it can actually turn up quite a bit. So the story and plot of the show is pretty much just them, these beings from another universe.
Demons and angels, I think. And then they're trying to get back to their universe.
They get transported there. And then it was kind of weird, though. Like, Satan is just a good dude.
He kind of was just adapting to his atmosphere.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's funny and I like it. And, like, I like the Satan dude. But at the end of the day, it's just like, Satan's kind of like a really good dude. And I guess that's like the thing of the show, the like the gimmick of it, right? He's working at McDonald's. He's this, like, he's actually a good dude.
It's like the DC Comics Lucifer, but you know, he works at McDonald's and has less class.
Yeah. So I mean, for a story, I would say it's pretty good. Like some of the story stuff they do, sometimes it can be like, okay, what wacky thing are they doing today, which happened a few episodes, but ultimately it's pretty cool and I would recommend watching it if you just like those type of funny shows that aren't too serious and you can have a good time with. So I definitely recommend The Devil is a Part-Timer for that. So moving on to Kill la Kill. Blue, what did you think of that show?
Dude, I honestly really liked Kill la Kill. I had watched like one episode of it, but I forgot about it like a long time ago. Didn't really get into it. But now that like I watched like the full thing, I really, really liked it.
What did you think about the opening and ending music for the show?
I liked the openings and the way they showed the characters with the thread, like in the first one, and the outfit changes in the second one. I really liked that. And the endings were a lot more calmer, but I liked both of the endings, but I think I'd prefer the first one. for both of them.
Yeah, I really like both of them as well. The endings as well, I like them too. I don't quite remember them too much, but I remember them being more tame. But moving on to the characters, what did you think about all the characters in the show?
I liked all the characters. I really liked Mako and Ryuko. I mean, I just liked all of them. And I liked Kinugase, the one with the mohawks, like his like Mad Max's biker vibe.
Oh, that dude. Yeah, with design. Was like the nail gun or something. Like he had these guns.
It was like a sewing gun that shot needles.
Yeah.
But I thought, I don't know. I just overall think all the characters are really well put together. And Mako's Ultima uniform, or I forgot what they called it. It was a big JoJo's reference.
Honestly, she did look like that one dude from JoJo's.
Yeah, with the like the hat or whatever. I don't know his name.
Yeah. For me, the characters, I just love them, man. I love Mako's family. Like, oh my God.
They were definitely on like some type of drug.
Honestly, like the dog.
Satsuki's family, like her mom. Mm-hmm. Scares
oh
me.
Oh my God.
Like, call FBI, please.
Honestly. Like, what was she on? Oh my God.
I loved how Satsuki periodically becomes like the main character for like one episode where she's fighting against Ryoko. I didn't think I would like Satsuki, but like, she's up there.
Honestly, Satsuki's lit, especially because she shows up at this school and she's clearly like the main antagonist for half the show. And then it's like, oh, she's not.
There's like three plot twists within like two episodes.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's why I really liked it. And like the story's good, but it's not like anything crazy. What you're really going to want to watch the show for is that the animation. It's like, it's not the like prettiest in the world. It's Studio Trigger, which is pretty much famous for just like going all out, and Kill la Kill especially is just, they go all out and it's so fun to watch. Oh my God.
It was so good.
Honestly.
Like,
soundtrack too. I loved the Ryuko's theme whenever she's in the battle. Oh my God, that song, bro.
Oh, the soundtrack was amazing. I loved I think it's Ragyo's theme. I had it stuck in my head for days.
Yes. I know what you're talking about, because that's like one of the most popular ones. It is just heat. Like, they bodied the soundtrack for that show, I swear.
It was fantastic.
What was your favorite episode of the show?
I can't really choose a favorite episode, but I like all the last handful of episodes. They were really, really good. Mm-hmm. There was no episode that I thought was bad in any way.
Yeah, I gotta agree. Like, the show does a really good job with pacing. She went Super Saiyan in the third episode. Like, she unlocked her, like, Kamui's next level. And I'm like, bruh, this is the third episode.
Yeah, it's super fast paced, and I love that.
Yeah, that's why I love Trigger. Like, it's just nonstop action. It's funny. It's just a great show.
Straight to the point.
Yeah, just straight to the point. You're going to get some twists and turns in the story, but it's a fun watch. And that's what I think, for me at least, is the most important. It's like, it was it fun to watch? And Kill la Kill is maybe one of the most fun shows I've ever watched. So I definitely recommend it for that.
I really liked the plot and stuff like that. The whole story is really well put together. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that they took being naked and made it into an art form.
Yes. It was so interesting. The clothes are like, I can't really remember, but like basically the clothes feed off the people. And yeah, it's weird.
I never thought seeing a huddled up group of naked people on the ground would be wholesome.
Yo, that moment.
I loved all of Mako's little rants and stuff like that.
Oh my God. Whenever she's like ranting at Ryuko and crap, and like the spotlight comes down. Yes.
Yeah, that was the best.
Oh my God. So good. Mako. I love Mako, bro.
Maku's the best.
It's just such a great show, man. Honestly. But yeah, that's our thoughts on Kill la Kill. This is Blue's first time watching it, and I watched it quite a while ago, but it's definitely one of my favorite shows, I do gotta say. So if you haven't seen Kill la Kill, I definitely recommend it. But moving on, we're getting to Japan Sinks 2020.
Sponsor time! Now back to the show!
I have so many mixed feelings on Japan Sinks.
Yeah, same. It's really interesting. But here's one thing I heard from, like, I forgot who said it, but it was on the Trash Taste pod. I think, like, Connor or Gigguk said it, but it's like an average show with like 10 out of 10 moments. And I definitely felt those crazy good moments of the show. But some parts of the show, man, I was like, what?
The cult arc wasn't the best.
Bro, the cult arc.
Like, Daniel, what are you doing?
What was that?
I think
that
was the guy's name.
What was the cult arc?
I don't know.
Arc?
It just, I feel like it was like maybe like a 4 on the logistic side. Mm-hmm. And the deaths, they were like, I don't know, very in the middle, because some of them did not make sense at all.
The kid. The kid. That little kid at the cult.
Dude, I couldn't help laughing at that. Like, I went onto the Trash Taste podcast and I listened to them and I felt bad at the moment. But now that I knew that everyone else was laughing at it, I didn't feel bad at all.
It was just like so funny, like the way they did it.
It was just so random.
Honestly, like the cult arc was just random. And like, I don't understand how they went from giant earthquake happens. Episode 1 was crazy. It was a great episode. Yeah. Great episode. And then, like, I don't know, they just travel west or whatever. They get away from that big group that they were with. And then they just stumble across a giant cult.
Where did they get all of the weed?
Honestly. And then there's like a weed farm. And then there's, where are they getting this food? I guess they're growing the food. And there's just a bunch of people chilling here. And then this lady can talk to ghosts. What? Like, what's going on?
They didn't explain it.
What is happening? Like, and this dude's addicted to morphine or something. This old dude, and he's apparently John Rambo at the same time. Like, what? If that was not a part of the show, I would definitely think it was better. I just don't know what that arc was, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so talk about the opening. Like, just like, it wasn't much of an opening, but, you know, I mean, it wasn't bad.
I didn't think it was bad. I think it was pretty good. It was very, like, peaceful.
Yeah, something you wouldn't expect with a show where a child gets hit in the head by a giant falling rock.
Giant rock just murdered this kid. What did you think about the characters?
Kite is the best character.
Yes, I really liked him. Kite was really good.
I love the OP YouTuber.
Yes.
They did so much with his character. He was kind of carrying the whole thing. Like, I didn't really like the main character that much.
The girl?
I don't know. She
annoyed me a lot of the time.
I really wish they, like, went more into Koga, I think that's his name was.
Who was that, the kid?
I was the black-haired kid with the glasses.
Oh, that, I like that dude. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I wanted them to, like, flesh out his character a little bit more. And I don't even know what he was famous for.
Mm-hmm.
Really, was it the, like, the running thing?
Apparently he was, like, a track athlete or something like that.
And then the little brother. I was fine with the little brother. He wasn't that bad.
Can we talk about the old dude? Yo, he shot a child in the chest with a bow and arrow.
Yeah, I was like, they should have been more upset about that.
And they were just like, hey, man, what's up? Yeah. And then he was like, my bad. And then they were just like, yeah, no problem.
I don't know. I didn't like the cult arc. I wasn't really that happy with the ending. I mean, I liked how they showed like their childhoods and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then freaking Kite's down there flying a kite, wearing a skirt, just tears it off. Like,
yeah,
that was great. It was on some levels that you hate and you love.
Right. I got to agree with you on that. What did you think about the animation and soundtrack for the show?
I didn't hate the animation. It's not the best I've seen, but it's good for the show. And like, I think like certain core parts of it was done really well.
And apparently, like, this guy, he's the same dude that did Devilman Crybaby, which is another show that looks really similar to this show.
I really like the fact that they didn't make the characters traditionally all beautiful during like dangerous moments. Like Kite in the last episode, I think it was, mm-hmm. when he's up in the sky or whatever.
Oh my god. That man's face.
I felt so bad for him.
I thought he was ditching them. I was like, yo, this clown.
I hated him for like 0.10 seconds. I realized, like, why would he do all this stuff just for that reason? That would have been kind of dumb. But I'm glad that it was for a better reason, right? Or else it kind of would have ruined some stuff.
Yeah, that would have been horrible if he was just like, all right, I'm out, just in that moment. So I'm glad what happened, and clearly he wasn't a bad guy. What was your favorite episode of the show?
Either episode 1 or 8, I think it was. Episode 1 was a decent introduction. Everything else kind of fell from there and then just rose back up a little mm-hmm. bit. Episode 8, as much as it was mainly stuck in the raft thing, it felt like the four, it gave me like 438 days vibe, like where they're living on a raft.
I like that episode too. It was like whenever that dude got freaking eaten out by the seagulls, oh my, or like whatever they were. That was wild.
I don't know why he died.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He was just, of course he had to die. I don't know. For me, I guess my favorite episode was episode one, I guess, just because the chaos. It was just crazy. That earthquake just came through, wiped everything out. And it's just, at the same time, like, this show was called Japan Sinks 2020.
I feel so bad for the people watching it in Japan.
Yeah.
They must have had so much anxiety.
Honestly, could you imagine just, like, that being a possibility to happen? Like, that's just wild. Like, that giant earthquake happens, and then it's just, like, the coal arc happens, and I'm like, what happened to the earthquakes?
It was kind of like a huge, like, downward spiral, but then it kind of shot up a little bit, and it kind of just did this, like, very fluctuating thing.
Yeah, and a lot of people were dropping, like, flies in the show, too. Like, just some people would just die. You wouldn't even expect, like, I don't know if we want to spoil it. Like, that one girl. Apparently, there's, like, these poisonous gases.
Yeah. Like, dude, I got so annoyed at the main character or whatever.
I was like, she literally just killed her, essentially. Like, what was she doing? Yeah. She was, like, flirting with that one guy with the glasses. And she's like, oh, my shoe. Or I don't know what she did. I don't know what she was doing, but
she was like, ow, I hurt. I have to go to the bathroom now.
And then she's like, oh, let me go with you. And it's like, then she dies. She just drops like a sack of bricks or something and she just dies. And she essentially
just
Kite
with his overpoweredness shows up.
Oh, that was clean.
It was great.
I don't know how my man had a helicopter. I don't know what that thing, like, it was a parachute. That thing doesn't exist.
I forgot what it was called. I think it exists.
Does it really? Because that'd be crazy.
Pretty sure.
Okay, because
I want to know where he got the tank from.
Oh my god.
He is so overpowered, bro. And I love it.
My man rolled up with a tank and no one acknowledged it.
I just want more overpowered YouTubers.
Honestly.
Like, for literally no reason.
He just saves the kids by rolling up in a tank, bruh. What?
It was funny, but also, what?
That was amazing. And I didn't even, like, notice. I didn't even, like, notice that when watching.
Pretty sure he's supposed to be rich or something. I don't know. I was researching up the characters and stuff like that.
I think he is rich because, like, he's a giant YouTuber, apparently. But it's, like, a tank?
Yeah.
Where did he snatch that from? Did he buy it? Did he?
I mean, maybe the guy that did the Morse code stuff. Maybe he, like.
Ooh, that dude.
Because he obviously might have, like, had knew where stuff like that was. I don't know.
Japan Sinks 2020. Very interesting show, I do have to say.
Oh, and every time Kite mentioned Tom Cruise-related things was the best.
What would Tom Cruise do? He literally said that. And I switched to, like, I was watching it in dub, and I switched to Japanese, and that's, like, in there, too. So I was like, oh, that's really cool.
He's like, what is this, Die Hard?
Yeah.
It's like Mission Impossible.
That was awesome, honestly. I think it's a interesting show. I don't know, honestly. I have really mixed feelings about the show, because it has some crazy moments.
It's good if you want, like, emotional, impactful moments. I'm sorry, I can't English. The dad, the ending of episode 2.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah. Dang, he died in episode 2? Was that early?
Yeah.
Damn.
I was like, what? Like, he was so good at everything in the episode. You know, him to be the one pulling them through the whole situation. I mean, obviously, they have to get rid of the logical characters.
Right. The only dude that's good at anything, he has to get out of here. And I love how the mom, like, I love how this giant earthquake happened. And the mom was like, okay, let's take a picture.
I mean, I feel like you have to, like, be able to try to be humane in, like, a situation like that. So I liked the mom. She wasn't
I liked
that
her too.
Bad.
I just thought that was,
like,
funny.
Yeah. Like, her and Kite, I think, were the only characters I really, really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Koga, I feel like he should have just had a little bit more, and then he would
definitely
be up there.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, the show definitely has some weird moments. It's pretty graphic too, which I kind of like. It's very Devilman Crybaby-esque, if you've ever seen that.
I've watched a couple episodes with my friend, but I mean, yeah, I'd compare it.
I mean, it's, like, way more graphic. That show's really good, but it's way more graphic. So I guess that's kind of our thoughts on Japan Sinks 2020. So if you want to watch a show that's graphic, kind of, it's kind of ridiculous at points, like the Cole arc, kind of ridiculous, but it does have some good moments, and it's definitely made by someone that knows what they're doing. I forget the name of the creator, but as I said, Devilman Crybaby, great show. He made that, so he definitely has some good anime under his belt, so that this show definitely has good moments as well.
Yeah, it's only 10 episodes. Like, you can knock it off in a day. I watched both the sub and dub. And yeah, so
which one did you prefer?
I honestly don't know. The sub one, I didn't like the way that they constantly flipped to English for no reason.
Oh, they did that?
Yeah,
that's weird. Oh, do you remember the episode whenever they were just rapping?
I loved that episode.
I was like, whoa, what's happening? This is dope. Wait, what?
Like, it was so random, but I loved it so much.
Like, apparently everyone can just freestyle, and I liked it. Like, okay, let's see what they got. That was so strange, but so cool.
It was so dope.
Yeah, so that was really interesting. And as I said, crazy show, has some good moments, has some weird moments. If you want to watch that, then check it out. So before we end the show, there's something we got to talk about. Rest in peace to Kiss Anime, man. Rest in peace.
It's like I was just watching Kill la Kill on it the other day.
Oh, for real? Is that where you're watching it?
Yeah, I was flipping between sites because it wasn't working for some reason.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, those weeb sites, you never know. Like, there's just so many ads on them half the time. It's just weird. It makes sense why it got shut down. I mean, it's all illegal.
I mean, yeah.
It's pretty sad to see it go.
But there are still illegal sites.
Oh, yeah. Like, I use this one called 9anime. It's really good. Pretty good site.
I use dark anime streams.
It's just weird how they like randomly crack down on Kiss Anime, just like now of all times.
It's not like it's gonna help anything.
Honestly, like what's the reason? It's been up for years, literally years, and now they're just like, yeah, let's get it down. Like, what? Kind of makes no sense. But okay.
Yeah, helps weebs have better access to, you know.
They don't have to pay for anything, right? Like. Come on, we don't want to pay for anime. Come on now.
Yeah, unless I mean, you can just download a simple ad blocker and then...
Then you're golden. You're good. 2020 has taken even Kiss Anime away from us. My God.
Rest in peace.
My God, man. That's terrible. But I guess for the next episode of Anime and Chill, what we're going to be watching is Rent-A-Girlfriend, which I've heard a lot of interesting stuff about. Just that title, Rent-A-Girlfriend, like what? What is that? And then I'm going to be watching Death Parade, and Blue is going to be watching Konosuba, which is a really interesting show as well. So thank you guys so much for listening. I had a blast.
This was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And yeah, we'll see you next 2 weeks. I don't know. It's a bi-weekly show. So yeah, we're out. Peace.
Bye.